Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Stolson, and welcome to our Sunday worship. Our scripture lessons that I will be reading in a moment are as follows. 1 Kings 18, 36 to 46. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 to 10. Matthew 4, 1 through 11. The closing hymn is hymn 36, Now Thank We All Our God. My sermon theme is Let God Be God, and it's based on the Old Testament lesson. And we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, so rule and govern in our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things, and of the day of thy just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here, and dwell with you forever hereafter. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The readings are as follows. The Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 to 46. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dust, and licked up the water that was in that trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." And Elijah said unto them, "Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape." And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, "Get thee up, and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There's nothing." And he said, "Go seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went up to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. So far. This morning's epistle, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. "And then, as the workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, 'I have heard thee in a time acceptable, and in the day of thy salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, necessities, and in distresses, in stripes, imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings and fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness of the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as the poor, yet we make many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing all things." So far. The Gospel, St. Matthew, chapter 4. "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him up into the holy city, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, 'If thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.' And then Jesus said, 'It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.' And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he said unto him, 'All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me.' Then said Jesus unto him, 'Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." So far. At this time, let us have confession and absolution. I now ask you before God, who searches the heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? then declare so by saying, I do promise. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins, committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. You promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life. Then declare so by saying, I do promise. Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of all your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Then as you believe, even so may be it unto you. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I said a moment ago, my sermon is based upon the Old Testament reading. If you were to stand on a busy street corner and take a poll of people passing by and ask them a very simple question, what is God like? I bet about half would not be able to tell you who God is, and the rest would give you a variety of answers. To some people, God is a sort of grand old man who manages the affairs of the world, but has no real concern for individuals like you and me. And whenever you are in trouble, God is supposed to help you out. In the opinion of many, God is simply a vague symbol of something hard to define. He remains impersonal. Well, in the land of Israel, during the days of King Ahab, the people had lost sight of God. King Ahab had promoted a false worship of the heathen idol Baal. And together with his wicked wife Jezebel, he had been successful in killing all the prophets and priests of the true God, with the exception of Elijah. For this reason, God was angry with Ahab and caused the rains to cease for a period of about 3 years. And as a result, there was a famine, a shortage of food throughout Israel. Now the time had come for a showdown. Under God's direction and by the command of Elijah, Ahab ordered all Israel to assemble at the Mount Carmel on a certain day. On the appointed day, all of Israel, including King Ahab himself, appeared at Mount Carmel. Included in this vast multitude, there were about 450 priests of the heathen god Baal. Then Elijah addressed the multitude, told them, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, well, then follow him. Then Elijah requested that two sacrifices of bullocks be prepared, the one by the prophets Baal and the other by Elijah. Then he explains the test. He said, call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of our Lord. And the God that answers by fire, well, let him be God. Then he asked the people to watch carefully while he built an altar of 12 stones, placed on the altar the wood and the bullock cut in pieces, and around the altar he dug a ditch. Finally, 12 barrels of water were poured over the bullock and the wood so that the trench was filled with water. And then Elijah prayed, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art the God of Israel. And hear me, O Lord. Hear me that this people may know that thou art the Lord God. And then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and licked up all the water that was in that trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. What Elijah, in effect, said to the people of Israel was, let God be God. All of the human opinions about God make God too small. Human notions about God try to cut God down to man's size, to make a God who is inadequate, unable to deal with the complex problems of man. But let us let God be God. The God we know is much more than some vague supreme being. Our God is eternal. He is a God who is changeless, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God upholds all things by the word of His power, who is concerned about every single individual soul. He knows you and me as individuals. He knows our past, present, and our future. Our God also reveals to us that He has given us the answer to the problems of our sins in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. God made Christ to be sin for us, and by His work of redemption, Christ became our sin-bearer by taking our place in fulfilling all of God's demands. Jesus made satisfaction for our sins so that God's justice is satisfied and we are free from the punishment of sin. All this God made possible for all people by sparing not His own Son, but delivering Him up for us all. Jesus made satisfaction for our sins, so that God's justice is satisfied, and we are free from the punishment of sin. All this God made possible for all people by sparing not His own Son, but delivering Him up for us all. All this God has done not only revealed to us a fact, but by His Holy Spirit, He has convinced us that all these blessings are ours by faith in His promises. When God made Himself known to Israel on Mount Carmel, He did it in a very spectacular way. When God first made Himself known to us, it may not have been so spectacular, but it was with equal force and power. Only by God's power can our eyes be opened to the seriousness of sin. Only by God's power can our heart be softened so that repentance can follow. Our God is not too small. No one can reduce Him to anything else than He is. Our God is a great God. He has done great things in the world and still upholds all things. God has done great things for us. He has created, redeemed, sanctified us, and still preserves us. If we follow Him according to His will, then we will give God the glory and do the glory that is due unto His name in word and worship, and we will let God be God. Amen. Let's confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech Thee, Almighty God, unto Thy church, Thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that Thy word, as it becometh, it may not be bought, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve Thee, and in the confession of Thy name abide unto the very end. All this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.